the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about why I actually only get paid for about 75% of my time. And I'll tell you, when I think about actually how much of my time I actually get paid for, it's probably much less than that. So when I'm actually working in my business, I generally am not getting paid. And so, well, what does that mean? Why are you working for 75% then if you're not getting paid for it? It's because the 75% leads up to the other 25% where I get paid very, very well. So, give you an example. Right now, I'm recording a podcast. Nobody's paying me to make this podcast. But what happens is that when we're making this podcast, the podcast goes live, people download it, people find it on iTunes, people start listening to it, people start taking into account what I'm saying. They then go to my website, they then research the YouTube videos that I did for free, the other podcasts that we do for free, and even webinars that I do for free, and eventually a proportion of those people will actually sign up and get some coaching. It's at that point they actually make a payment, and it's at that point I actually get paid. But the work that I've done leading up to that event has been for free. And so, again, this is like an employee mentality, an employee mindset. You know, where they come into work at 9 and they leave at 5 or 5:30, and they go, you know, the boss says maybe, why not come in a bit earlier, leave a bit later, and the person says, I'm not doing that, I'm not getting paid for it. And, you know, I've been in sales for an awful long time, and I knew that if I came in earlier and left later, providing I was doing work that was constructive to what I was actually doing, then I'd actually get paid more money in the long term, and so effectively that's what I'd do. I'd end up closing more business than everybody else. Sometimes it was because it was better, sometimes, but that's not always the case. You can't always be a perfectionist or the best in your field at whatever it is that you're doing. But actually, if you can put more time in than the other people, and sometimes you don't need to be the best, you just need to work harder. Does that make sense? So it's not that you should be expecting to get paid for every single thing that you do. Sometimes what you've got to do is work for free, and that stuff that you're putting out there on a constant basis, that's the stuff that when you do eventually get paid, you're going to get paid for it very well. Now, it's really important to understand the level of scalability that goes on within a business. So, for example, if I'm a hairdresser, I can spend 75% of my time marketing and only 25% cutting hair, I'm actually going to end up being quite poor. Because in that type of business, it's the delivery of the business that I actually make my money. It's not on the marketing. And it's because the margins are so low. You know, what do you get for cutting a hair? £25 for a bloke, 75 quid for a woman. I don't know what the going rate is these days. I'm sure it's either a lot more or a lot less depending on where you go. So for that type of business, you've got to be doing at least 75% working on the business, in the business rather, cutting the hair, delivering the deliverability of the product. But for me, in my coaching business, I can actually do far less than 25% and still get really successful clients. And that's because a lot of what I do is scalable. So what that means is, like, this morning we've just been working on some emails that go out to people who sign up for Millionaire Mastermind. And so what happens is I have to create that email, and then that email gets automated. So everybody who signs up for that product, they will then automatically get these emails that I'm going to send out. So I only have to create the work once. So we can have 1,000 people go through that. It makes no difference to me. I only do the work once. When I'm doing the group coaching calls, so we get 2 group coaching sessions every single month. We all go onto a webinar. Usually it's content for the first hour and some coaching and training, extra training for the second hour. Depends what people need. But that right there is scalable. I could have 1 billion people on that call and it makes zero difference to me. The call might make slightly longer, you know, in order for me to answer people's questions and so on. But generally, it makes no difference. The only thing that does make a big difference is that included in the package right now, you get one-on-one coaching with me. So, you know, if I only want to work 40-hour weeks, the maximum I can take on is 160 people. Because it's 160 hours, and I'll tell you, I don't really want to be working 160-hour months. That's the last thing I want to be doing. I want to work 10 to 20 to, you know, that's probably it, actually. I was going to say to 30. I don't want to work that much. quite lazy. I enjoy being lazy. I enjoy not working a huge amount. I enjoy just going and doing whatever it is I want to do whenever I want to do it without being tied down to clients, for example. But the only reason I can do that is because of the scalability of all the other stuff that we do. So, you know, we've got videos, for example, on all sorts of things like podcast creation, video creation, how to create images. We've got a 30-minute video on how to create awesome-looking images. You've probably seen some of these images because we use them in our marketing on a daily basis. The people that work for me now, I train them up on how to create those images, and they go off and do it so that I don't have to. So again, that business is scalable from that point of view because now I don't have to go out and create these images and get other people to do it. But me creating the video showing people how to do that, that may take me half an hour, maybe another half hour to put it all together, top and tail it, make it look nice and make it sound good and so on. But after that, we could get, again, a million people watching that video. And all that happens is that those million people are getting value and content from that video. But it makes zero difference to me because I might be fast asleep in bed while someone from, I don't know, Sri Lanka, Japan, Australia, America, England, wherever, are sat watching that content. It makes no difference to me. So I actually only get paid like for a tiny amount of my time, effectively. So it is much less than 25%. The other 75% is when I'm working on the business. So we have internal customers and we have external customers. External customers are the people who aren't yet customers. So they're still customers because we still have to offer them value in return for their payment, and their payment is in time. It's not in money. Just yet, it's not in money. That will come later when they've got enough value from the content that we give them through the other stuff that we do, through the podcasts and the videos and webinars and other freebies that we do and so on. Eventually, they, or a proportion of us, will become internal customers. Now, this is where most people fail as well. So if they get someone to sign up, they've now got these internal customers, and they actually don't add yet more value to the internal customers. Well, they're going to fail, effectively, with their customers. And so we're always adding more and more content for people to be able to download and watch so we can help them solve their problems. If you're not a customer yet, then you don't get access to that. But of course, I actually only get paid when someone becomes a customer. But in order to make that person become a customer, I still got to offer really good content, good podcasts, good videos, good webinars, PDFs, that sort of thing that we send out, any live events that we may do. They've got to be really good. Because in order for people to invest, first of all, they've got to invest with their time. And when they've invested with their time, they want to get to the even better stuff, then they'll invest with their money. So if all you're doing right now is concentrating on getting paid customers, I would suggest that you actually swap it around a little bit. Concentrate on getting external customers, I call them. But these are customers who are going to pay you with their time. They're going to download your podcast. They're going to watch your videos. They're going to subscribe to your email list and your webinars. And they're the people that you need to impress. And then once they start handing you money, then you've got to impress them to the next level, which is making sure that you're providing excellent level of deliverables, content, webinars, one-on-one coaching, that sort of thing. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Really short podcast for you today. But I just wanted to explain about why I actually work for free 75% of my time and how that translates into me generating a lot of money working very few hours effectively. All right, my name's Dan Latta. I hope that's useful for you. Speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.